The use of child soldiers has plagued Africa for years, notably in Liberia and Sierra Leone. It's believed children account for more than half the soldiers fighting for the various rebel groups in Congo. The United Nations estimates that 40,000 children are now fighting in eastern Congo alone. Many of those children were abducted. Others join militias because Congo's long war has left their families in desperate poverty. NPR's Jason Bobian is traveling in eastern Congo and filed this report.
Fukari Buwari looks young for his age. He's a thin-limbed 14-year-old. He's got round, smooth cheeks and a broad smile. He estimates he weighs 85 pounds or so and stands at about 4'10". While he looks like a lanky young teen, Buwari is also an experienced soldier who fought 2 years in one of Africa's deadliest armed conflicts.
He has been recruited by forces. When he went one time to the market, at Minova market, and then he has been recruited by forces.
Buwari was 12 when he was abducted by the Rally for Congolese Democracy. RCD Goma is the rebel group that controls a large swath of eastern Congo along the Rwandan border. Buwari says he was taken to an RCD camp where he was trained in military tactics, politics, and how to fire an assault rifle. Then he was issued his own Kalashnikov and sent to the front lines. Buwari was demobilized from RCD Goma in October of last year through a program run by UNICEF and Save the Children. Bonnie Mushiyuma, the child protection officer for UNICEF in Goma, says it's difficult to get the militias to release child soldiers because they make up such a large part of the fighting force.
There have been a lot of cases when the child reunified in his family and his community has been recruited by another militia.
And children who aren't formally demobilized by one of the local aid groups face being shot as deserters. Buwari carries in his back pocket a letter from the head of RCD Goma stating that he's been officially released from the RCD's army. Buwari now lives with his parents and 6 siblings in a mud hut in the village of Katembo on the western shore of Lake Kivu. 3 goats are tethered out back. Villagers say dozens of other young boys have disappeared and are assumed to be fighting in the guerrilla war that broke out here in 1998. Buwari is one of 4 village boys who've returned. So is 15-year-old Lakuna Molanga, who fought for the RCD rebels for 2.5 years. He says he doesn't know how many people he killed, but he lost several friends.
So they have been fighting on the line, and on the front line they put the children, and then the adults are behind them.
Molanga says if the children tried to retreat, older soldiers in the back would shoot them. Both Molanga and Buwari say they never got paid by the rebels, but they got free food and as much marijuana as they could smoke. They said that on days when heavy fighting was expected, the cook even mixed cannabis in with the porridge. The program to demobilize child soldiers in this area has won almost 400 teenage boys their freedom. Further north in Bunia, getting children out of the militias has been far more difficult. French Mirage fighter jets patrol the skies over Bunia, but child soldiers patrol the streets. Prepubescent boys swagger through the dusty town with Kalashnikovs slung over their shoulders. Teenagers man machine guns mounted in pickup trucks. French peacekeepers have been sent in to quell fighting between 2 ethnic militias comprised mostly of children.
The youngest one we found here was six and a half years old.
Christine Pudeteau is the child protection officer in Bunia for the United Nations.
I would say that the vast majority of them are between 12 and 14, 16. But yeah, 6.5. It's a disaster.
Pudeteau says many of the children actually volunteer for the militias because their families can't afford to send them to school or to feed them. Thomas Lubanga, the head of the Union of Congolese Patriots, the rebel group controlling Bunia, denies he's using child soldiers. I have no child soldiers, Lubanga says. There was a small number of them, but I have taken an authoritative decision to disarm and demobilize them. But Lubanga's UPC troops are the only militia in Bunia, and many of the soldiers on the streets are clearly young boys. In addition, Pudeteau with the United Nations says Lubanga is still actively recruiting child soldiers. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Eastern Congo.